I'm not talking about hearing a preacher on TV. I said, are you in the Word? I'm not talking about listening to it on the radio. I said, do you get your Bible? That's what I'm asking you today. Because it's all right for somebody to preach to you. But it makes a big difference when you go to your Bible yourself and you get in that Word. Then you have to worry about when nobody say, well, I heard him say. No, you heard it. You went to that Word yourself, because I told y'all the Word of God is a two-way communication. God want to talk to you. And you've been missing your appointments. And it's a dangerous thing, like you miss a doctor appointment. You can miss your appointment with God. Which one is more severe, though? You missing your doctor's appointment, you missing your appointment with God? Who wakes you up in the morning? Huh? Who give the doctor's knowledge of what's going on with your body? Huh? So why should we afford to miss our appointment with God, but we make our doctor appointment? Then you try to reschedule. Amen. You can't reschedule with God. You gotta get in the Word right now. Because you want victory. That's the only way you're going to get victory, Wendy. Not the job. Listen, the only way you're going to get victory is God. Not in man. God. Definitely not in man, but God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Look, his delight is in the Word of God. Listen. And in his way, in his law, doth he what? Meditate day and night. Y'all see that? Day and night, he meditating on what? On what he did during the, listen, early in the morning. Maybe your devotion been in the morning, but you're meditating on it. And he should be like a tree. There it go. If he meditate on the Word of God day and night, then, look at somebody say, then. He should be like a tree. Woo, hallelujah. The Word of God. Make you jump, won't it? Just feel good all over. You have to go to nobody singing a sad song. How you doing today? I don't know. I'm feeling bad. I got the Word of God. I feel great. I'm excited. I'm hallelujah. I've got a lot of energy. And he should be like a tree. You need to underscore this in your Bibles if it's not underscored. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also should not wither. Praise the Lord. That person's life is unfading. It's unfading. And whatsoever he do it, because he's going forward. Because he believes that God is fighting his battles. Deliverance. He's going forward. He's seeking the things of God. Yeah. Listen to what it say. Whatsoever he do it, shall what? Did y'all get this? I know the music is slow right now, but this is right here. I know when music's slow, you know we're going to go by the music. But I'm going to tell you something. This right here, and whatsoever he do it, see, when the music is slow, you know, we kind of, you know, amen. You know how slow dancing, you mean slow, you know what I mean? Everything's slow in your mind, amen. But this right here is say, whatsoever you do, shall what? Prosper. Now listen to the music, listen to this. Amen? Because I know the music gets us in this kind of mode, you know what I mean? If we don't have no piano player, they go, da-da-da-da, you know, like that, right? Amen? Make the tone of the service be high. But the Word of God make the tone of the service high. Then it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Don't have nothing to stand on. When we go through something, we got something to stand on. That's why we can keep moving forward. Amen? How many of you know that when you're facing affliction, you can stand on, you got a rock that you can stand on? That's why our life is not unfading. Have a prosperous life. Yeah. The ungodly is not so, but they always driven away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Shall perish. Friends, deliverance. If y'all not delivered today, I'll tell you. If you're not delivered today, there's nothing else that can deliver you but God. I'm saying to you, seek God, and he'll deliver you. He'll set you free. Amen? From bondage. Things that entangle you, he'll set you free. He'll do it for you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will set you free. I share that with you today because you on God's side. You on God's side, you are on a good side. Amen? The Lord, he'll give you increase if you're troubled. Many are those that rise up against you. You'll be all right because that's what the psalmists say. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. If I get sick, the Lord is on my side. He fight my battle. Amen? Life is beautiful. Life is wonderful. Amen? Oh, praise the Lord. Your situation, you know, you can say, oh, that's that. Listen, your life is beautiful. Your life is blessed. Your life is wonderful. It is. And I'm not trying to deceive y'all, but we are blessed. We are blessed, y'all. Amen? And I ain't talking about we blessed. I'm not talking about we blessed on the unfortunate of another. Well, at least I'm not in the hospital. Because when you start talking like that, you're saying, well, they in the hospital, so I'm not. You know, you don't do that. We are blessed because we're standing on God's promise. Well, at least I'm not in the hospital. At least my children ain't in St. Jude. Amen. Got a lump on them. Amen. No, I'm blessed. We are blessed because of God. Amen. Not on the misfortune of others. At least I'm not out there holding a sign. You know how we always say, at least it's not me. At least I'm not sick. At least it's this. At least this. At least that. And then, you know, when we start talking like that, we make ourselves feel good. Amen? Yeah, I feel better now. No, you feel good because you're standing on God's word, on his promise. Amen? So don't never get off into comparing yourself with anyone. Just thank God that you're standing on a rock. Unmovable. Victory. And all of us right now have a victory. And if I ask you that question, what's your victory? Don't tell me, but just think about it. What is your victory? Amen. What is your victory? Let me just put, what is your victories? Because it's more than one. That God has been good to us. Let us all stand. It's more than one. Oh, we got communion. Amen. We got communion. Praise the Lord. Let's get our communion out of the way. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. But if you're here today without Christ, as we extend the invitation for you to come to Jesus, this is a deliverance message. There is nothing that can get you down. Amen. If you get down, you can get up. Please God. Don't worry about anything else. Just please God. Just keep doing the things of God. The Lord will give you victory over all things. When you look around this church today, you see people with victories. You see people been delivered. If it's from sickness, if whatever it's from, God have delivered you and made a difference in your life. And while we're going through our service today, we're going to remember our own sister Faye McAllister, who's going to be going through. I don't know whether she have went through it yet, but who's scheduled to have a major surgery. Amen. Going to be praying for her. That's victory. Amen. That we're able to pray for her. Oh, counting on God, seeking God, putting God first. Your life is much bigger than you. Praise the Lord. We just want to praise God. And just be excited about Jesus. The communion service. That's what we always, do once a month. First Sunday in the month, we have our communion to remember Jesus. And he suffered. Amen. His life was was pain, and his life was about showing the unbelievers that, hey, I am the Son of God. The same thing today. We show people that, hey, we are a child of God. We believe in his teaching. We believe in his teaching. We show people through the power of the Holy Spirit that helps us to show people that, yes, give your life to Christ. He will make a difference in your life. And if there's anybody here today that have not accepted Jesus as their Savior, amen, you can do that right now. You don't have to wait until next Sunday or till we meet again, but you can do that right now by giving your life to Christ. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. For we, as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. There we go. That's our goal. Amen. Look into Jesus.